Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We are starting off our world article for this month. My name is Brandon, and I have Lois and Amanda in the studio today. Welcome, panelists.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. Great to be here.
Yes, and we are talking about a rather serious topic today, and over the course of the next few days, actually, we're talking about the struggles of African health care systems. Now, it's probably not news to anyone that, you know, there are struggles in Africa when it comes to health care. But before we get into specifically the health care systems in Africa, I want to have a brief discussion with the panelists about your health care experiences, and I'll start with Lois. Lois, what have your health care experiences been like?
Well, in most cases, they have been very positive, whether it's been from my home country of Canada, or whether it be here in Taiwan, or in my travels as well. I've had to have some medical care while I've been traveling as a tourist, or I like to think of myself more as a traveler than a tourist, and that has been positive too. Especially, I can think of some incidents that our family has used health care in England, and that was very good.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lois. And Amanda, how about you?
I would agree with Lois. I've had good health care in both New Zealand and Taiwan. I haven't had to use it in my travels at all, so I'm very thankful for that. But the experiences that I have had were good.
That's good. And for myself, I've had some good experiences. When I was in the United States, I didn't really go to the doctor that much. I find myself going to the doctor much more often here in Asia. Just because, well, for one reason, it's very inexpensive. So I feel, if I have a cold, I go to the doctor. And not that, I don't know if that's always the best thing to do, but that's what I do sometimes. And so, but I've had mostly good experiences. I think we often can take our health care for granted. You know, sometimes we're used to having good health care or fairly good health care. And we take that for granted, but as we look in this article, not everyone has that available. They don't have the health care that they need. And so that tells us that we should be thankful for the health care that we have, even if it's not always perfect, right?
Right. It's not going to be perfect, but we also have to remember, like you were just pointing out, Brandon, not to abuse it either, not to overuse it. If you can be maybe stay home and take a day off work and get better, maybe that's the best idea. So
that's true, that preventative health care as well, making sure that we take care of ourselves. I think we'll talk much more about that as well. Well, if you have your magazines there in front of you, I encourage you to go ahead and open your magazines to page 34. And right now we are going to take a look at the deck there. Amanda, could you read that for us?
Certainly. It says, across Africa, health systems deal with insufficient financing and poor organization.
So this really tells us what we are going to talk about over the course of the next few days. We're talking about primarily insufficient financing. There's not enough money, and the organization of the healthcare systems is very poor. They need to improve with the organization. And these, of course, are two very important areas, probably not a surprise to most, Lois.
No, and, you know, it's interesting here. We're going to be talking about the struggles in Africa, and we've got to remember that we're talking about a very large continent here. Sometimes, you know, we say Africa all the time, and I think some people think, oh, we're just talking about a country, and so we're just going to call it Africa. Our listeners will find that we focus in on one country today and the other 2 days here in our article, and it is a country that will interest people, and then we get to know more about the countries in the continent of Africa.
Yes, today we're talking about the country of Mozambique, which is in the southern part of Africa. Well, let's go ahead and have our first reading there on page 34.
The struggles of African healthcare systems. Across Africa, health systems deal with insufficient financing and poor organization. The little boy born just before sunset was lucky. He had stopped breathing just after his mother delivered him into a shawl as she lay in a cramped hospital ward in Chakwe, 100 miles north of Mozambique's capital, Maputo. Fortunately, a group of nurses was a few beds away. After a frenzied 15-minute scramble with a suction machine and ventilator bag, they resuscitated the baby. 2 hours later, there would have been no nurse. The ward is staffed only until 7 o'clock p.m. The boy probably would have died, joining tens of thousands of children who perish prematurely every year in this southern African nation.
So we start off with a story about a little boy who was born just before sunset, and we learn that he was lucky. So that draws us into this story. Amanda, what happens in the next paragraph?
Well, he actually stopped breathing just after his mother gave birth to him, delivered him into a shawl, as she lay in a cramped hospital ward. And a shawl is what a woman, it's like a scarf. Usually it's made of something like wool or a little bit
durable,
say, thicker,
right?
Yeah, thicker than a scarf. And the mother actually delivered the baby into that scarf as she lay in a cramped hospital. And if something's cramped, we see that in our vocabulary focus, then there's limited space.
Okay, and they were in a cramped hospital ward. A ward is a large room in a hospital, and it's used for treating people, for example, maybe with similar illnesses or conditions, or in this case, this lady was giving birth, and so maybe there were other patients in there.
Exactly.
As well.
We often refer to it in Western society as a ward room. So you can have maybe 4, 6, 8, or 12 people staying in the same room, and they are quite large.
That's right. And so, again, we are in Mozambique. We're just north of the capital, 100 miles north of Mozambique's capital. And we see that this baby was lucky. But we haven't got to why the baby is lucky yet, right? Next, we learn that after a frenzied 15-minute scramble. Now, when you think of the word frenzied, what comes to mind, Lois?
Well, frenzied to me means everything's kind of disorganized, and we kind of have a saying for it, or saying like, you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Ah,
so that's a good one.
It is.
Explaining what frenzied is. And I was thinking this baby would have been a lot luckier if it had been born in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, because the hospital would definitely be open.
Yes, that's right. Well, they were scrambling around, and they grabbed the suction machine, and of course that's maybe used to remove some fluids. It sucks the fluids out. And then you have a ventilator bag, and of course that is used for oxygen, to give the baby oxygen again. And so they were able to resuscitate the baby, Amanda.
Right, and resuscitate is another vocabulary focus word. It's a verb, and it just means to bring someone who is dying back to life or to wake someone who is unconscious.
Okay, so thank God they were able to save this baby's life, and so that's why it says at the beginning that the little boy was lucky.
And I was wondering if this was the mother's first time giving birth. I could relate to this frenzied feeling, and it must have made her very nervous as well. And you have a lot to observe as a mother giving birth, and it can be kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, especially in this situation when you know that these things maybe happen somewhat often, right? And so it could be very scary as a mother.
Exactly, and in certain parts of the world they have happened more often than other parts of the world.
That's true. We see that 2 hours later there would have been no nurses around.
Right, because this is a hospital away from the capital, so they have limited staff. And we see that the ward was staffed only until 7 p.m. So we see that if they had the mother had given birth after 7 p.m., the boy probably would have died.
Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say, if that were to happen, if he would have joined tens of thousands of children who perish prematurely every year. And so now we get into the seriousness of this issue. And when you see tens of thousands, that could be 20,000 to maybe, you know, more than 100,000.
Yes.
Right? And so they use that kind of phrase. They don't have an exact figure, but just gives you an idea of the amount of children that could perish. And then we see the word prematurely, Lois.
Right. Prematurely means the baby is born before its due date, or it might mean before a safe time to deliver a baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's when we're talking about birth, but here actually we're talking about dying or perishing prematurely.
Right.
Which means earlier than is expected.
Exactly.
You know,
so
maybe someone even dies in their 40s or something, and we think, oh, that's a premature death because they didn't live to the expected,
right,
you know, the life expectancy, right?
Mm.
So that's what, you know, they're talking about here. And so a lot of children are dying, and this is in southern Africa, as I mentioned earlier. Mozambique is in the southern part of Africa.
Southeastern part, that's right.
And what are some of the other countries surrounding Mozambique?
Well, lots of the other countries I think our readers will have heard of. I think the biggest border, of course, is the Indian Ocean to the east, because this country is located in the southeast. And the other countries bordering are Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Swaziland. So it has a number of countries bordering.
Okay, thank you, Lois. And you can go and look up the continent of Africa online. There are, of course, many, many countries within Africa, and you can get an idea of some of the countries there if you're not familiar. Well, so far we've introduced this topic, and we see the seriousness of it, but we want to talk about healthcare as a priority in Africa. Let's learn more about that in our next reading.
Healthcare, a low priority. In other African nations, health systems are struggling with insufficient financing and poor organization. That holds back progress against malaria, HIV/AIDS, and basic health problems such as infant mortality. Although children in Mozambique have substantially better odds of surviving than two decades ago, they are still 15 times more likely to die before turning 5 than an American child. It seems like healthcare is always at the end of the queue, said Dr. Inacio Chichango Jr., 31, director of the Chakwe Hospital.
So now we're talking about the priority of healthcare, and we see here that it is a low priority in many countries in Africa. And we begin here, in other African nations, health systems are struggling with insufficient financing and poor organization, as we said at the top of the program, Amanda.
That's right. And the problem with that is, well, insufficient, first as a word, means not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have enough money, and when something is poor organization in this way, it doesn't just mean poor as in not having money. It means that it's not organized well.
Mm-hmm.
And so their structures are not well done, and they don't have enough money, which is a problem because they have a lot of people they need to deal with.
Right. So mm-hmm. this is all holding back progress, and then we have to deal with diseases like malaria. And malaria is found in hotter regions of the world, and it's caused by a mosquito, mm-hmm. a mosquito biting
right.
you, and it involves chills, fever, and sweating. And so it's a very serious disease, and we see that a lot in Africa. And so they have trouble fighting that because there is not enough money, and it's not well, the health systems are not well organized. And we also see HIV and AIDS is a problem, of course. But also basic health problems, Lois. It's not just these serious diseases.
Right. And basic health problems might be your day in and day out illnesses, okay, that maybe we shouldn't be very ill from, or they shouldn't kill us. But if you do not have sufficient funds, it usually means you are not going to get supplied with the correct medication or sufficient medication for treating diseases that normally people wouldn't die of. And then we have infant mortality, which is a specialized term, which we definitely want all our readers to know about. It is the death rate for children under the age of one. And a lot of our listeners might actually see advertisements about this on television here in Asia, because Celine Dion brings attention to this a great deal because of her concern for the continent of Africa and parts of Asia that have a really high rate of infant mortality.
Which is great, because we need to raise awareness, and people are doing that. For years, people have been raising awareness, which is very helpful. Of course, we need to do more. I want to talk about the malaria again, or talk about malaria. I was looking on AfricanHealthStats.org, and it talks about, or gives some stats about, the incidence of malaria there. And this is from 2012. Just as an example, in Mozambique, per 100,000 people, there were 27,774 cases. So that is the number of new cases of malaria reported. So in other words, for every 100,000 people, there were nearly 28,000 people who had this disease, or at least that... it was new for them. It was a new cases.
Yes, yeah. Brandon, it is a concern. It's even a concern for missionaries that go over to the continent of Africa. We have a friend of ours who is a nurse, and he was working as a missionary nurse, I believe, in Mozambique, and he got malaria. Very serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did get the treatment he needed, but he suffered for a long time, even when he returned to Canada.
Right, and so it is a scary thing when you are in the situation. You have to be very careful, but sometimes you can't be careful enough. But that's why we need to continue to combat these diseases and get the proper health, healthcare systems in place. And so it could be a serious disease, or you can have some basic health problems, but sometimes people just can't afford the healthcare, or the healthcare is not available for them. Moving on to the next paragraph, there in line 22, it says, although children in Mozambique have substantially better odds, so we'll just stop right there. So that tells us that things have improved over the years, doesn't it, Amanda?
Right. It says that it has improved over the last two decades because they have better odds of surviving than two decades ago. So 20 years ago, more children were dying of infant mortality, but that has gotten a lot better, or with these different diseases. So things have improved.
Right. And so the word substantially there means that to a large degree. And then we have the word odds there, substantially better odds. Odds meaning the likelihood that something will happen. So there's a better chance that the children will survive now versus several years ago, two decades ago. But it says that they are still 15 times more likely to die before turning five when you compare it to an American child. So 15 times more likely, that's still a pretty high percentage.
That's a high percentage, high statistic. It's a concern, and I'm sure parents there really want to see their children go above the age of five.
Right.
And they're probably really watching out for them because of this. This is obviously statistics that they would know about.
Right. And so we're thankful that there has been improvement, but there needs to be much more, basically, is what we see here in this paragraph. And as we move on, we hear from a doctor, and he is there at the local hospital there just north of the capital city. And he says, it seems like healthcare is always at the end of the queue, Amanda.
Right. When we think about a lot of things that a country's government is concerned about, they have to think about education, they have to think about transportation. What he's saying is that healthcare seems to be a lesser priority than some of these other things. And a queue here, he's talking about, is a line. So perhaps in the line for a government's priorities are education, transportation, accommodation, and health. But health care, in this doctor's view, is often seen at the end of the queue.
Yeah, at the end of the line, you might say. A lot of people would just use the word line there. Of course, this is another way of saying mm-hmm. it. And when you're writing, a lot of times you want to use words that are a little more interesting
right.
or different, right?
And the continent of Africa would use the word queue.
Right.
So that's why they would be using it here.
Very good point, yes. And so they don't want it to be at the end of the line, the healthcare systems. They want to improve them, and they want it to be, you know, at the front of the line, because our health is very important, right? Of course, mm-hmm. we know that. But sometimes it looks like in some countries here, they're not putting that as a top priority. Well, as we move toward the end of today's program, we're going to talk more about some of the economic growth, but also some of the problems that this continent is facing. Let's have our last reading for today.
Despite rapid economic growth, countries including Mozambique are spending on things other than healthcare, leaving much of Africa with too few clinics, hospital beds, doctors, and health workers, and with inadequate systems for linking them together. At the Chokwe Hospital, doctors have had to make do without an ultrasound machine since spring. Over the past decade, more than half of sub-Saharan countries have either cut the share of government spending devoted to healthcare or barely increased it, according to World Health Organization data. In Mozambique, healthcare dropped from 15% of the government budget in 2001 to 9% in 2012.
Okay, so there has been some good things going on when it comes to the economy in Mozambique. We see here, despite rapid economic growth, countries, including Mozambique, are spending on things other than healthcare. So it's good that they are prospering in some areas, but they're not really using a lot of that money to throw into or to put into healthcare, are they, Lois?
No, they're not, and that is a concern, because obviously there's so many needs, as we can see from this first paragraph, all the things that are required, and also the employment you need for a healthcare system with the doctors and the health workers. And when we talk about health workers here, we're not just talking about nurses. We're talking about people that support the healthcare system. And that's very important that they get hired and that they get paid.
Right. So they don't have enough clinics or hospital beds or doctors, health workers, and they don't have a good system that links them all together. And that's really critical, isn't it, Amanda, to have that system in place?
Right. I think it's very important so that they're working together to help each other and to help the people. And also, oftentimes, these African countries are very big in land mm-hmm. space. So they have a lot of challenges as far as being far away. Like we saw in the first story, you know, this hospital was 100 miles away from the capital. So they need a better communication system.
That's a good point. They have some geographical challenges that they are facing. Well, we see at the Chokwe Hospital, doctors have had to make do. And when you have to make do, you just have to make do. What does that mean?
Yeah, making do means really making without, because you don't usually have the item. Maybe I think of something like when you're baking, okay? Hmm. Our listeners will like this. And you do not have a measuring cup. So you use a coffee mug to do your one cup measuring, and you're making do. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. But here we have a hugely serious situation, because they are making do without an ultrasound machine, which I cannot imagine a clinic or a hospital doing without. And of course, ultrasound would be in our specialized terms, which says a medical examination that uses sound waves to produce an image of something, especially a baby. And hospitals definitely need this, because it's kind of your first line of defense for a diagnosis. So mm-hmm. I would not want to be without that.
Yeah, so they haven't had one of these ultrasound machines for a while. It says they've been doing without one since spring.
So that would be spring 2014, possibly.
That's right. So we move on to the next paragraph, and we see here that we are talking about the sub-Saharan region, which is just below the Sahara Desert. Sahara Desert is in the northern part of Africa. And what has been happening, we see, over the past decade, Amanda?
We see that more than half of these sub-Saharan countries have either cut the share, reduce the share of government spending, the amount of money devoted to health care, or hardly, which means barely, increased it. And that's according to the World Health Organization. They're an international organization concerned about public health around the world. And we see in Mozambique alone, health care dropped from 15% of the government budget in 2001 to 9% in 2012.
That's a big drop.
And drop just means to reduce.
That's
or
right.
Decrease.
Then it has decreased a lot over the past few years. So, again, this just emphasizes the point that there has not been a big focus on health care.
Right. And when our readers see here on page 34 about the World Health Organization, you might also read this as WHO, W-H-O.
You will see that a lot of times
exactly.
As well.
Exactly. Standing right. For the World Health Organization.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been day one of our World Article. Please join us once again tomorrow as we continue to talk about the struggles of African health care systems. Until then, this is Brandon,
Amanda,
and Lois
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.